Okay, guys, a quick podcast here on Tuesday afternoon. I'm actually driving right now. Don't worry, both hands on the wheel. I promise. But I've got the Cameron Lard news that just broke. And I really wanted to be able to react to that before I go and start doing my KXNO stuff for the day. Jared Stansberry is going to be writing a column on this. It's been a really newsy day for Iowa State basketball with the Steve Prohm contract extension. And then release came out that Cameron Lard is transferring from Iowa State. And I wanted to be able to get out there what I know for you guys to better understand the situation. Full transparency. So last week at the NCAA tournament when the Alabama stuff started surfacing, I'll start with Prohm. The situation there was that I was starting to hear on Thursday, would have been actually Wednesday night, was the first that I had gotten word of a possible Steve Prohm contract extension. From what I had heard with that, is that Kevin Dresser and Bill Finley could be getting extended as well. That has not happened yet. But there was the thread on Alabama and Prohm that popped up on our message board, and I kind of hopped in there and I said, hey guys, I wouldn't get too worked up about this. And then Jeff Goodman started reporting that Prohm would be a guy, and I tried to defuse the situation. So I thought that this was coming, but I didn't. I knew that Prohm wanted it. I just didn't know like the timing of the deal. But I'm pretty sure after winning that Big 12 tournament championship, that's when it began. And from what I understand, like there was actually talks even earlier in the year about Prohm saying, hey, long term, this is where I want to be. I want to make a commitment to Iowa State. And that's why, like, I never really took the Alabama thing seriously. Now, I also think it's important to lay out how big of a deal this is for Steve Prohm, because if there is a spot where he was ever going to leave Iowa State for, I thought it would probably would be Alabama. He's got big-time allegiances there with he has friends in the athletic department, family. You know, he's an alumni from there. He's a manager on the team. Like, there's a lot there. But Prohm is a guy who he is so fiercely loyal. And you look at how long he coached for under Billy Kennedy. He could have had head coaching jobs before he did. And he's a very loyal guy, and he expects loyalty back. And I think that he's showing Jamie Pollard the loyalty because he views Jamie Pollard as the guy who first gave him his big chance to coach at a high major level. So there you go, the Prohm. That's the backstory on that. I think it's been cooked up for here for a couple weeks or so. Cameron Lard to transfer, and this one, it surprised me in a way. So I started hearing after the West Virginia game, so the suspension happens with the Texas game where he doesn't make the trip. The West Virginia game occurs where he's at the end of the bench. He's spotted at the end of the bench, like, really yucking it up. After Iowa State was, you know, getting pounded by the last place team in the league. And I thought, I was hearing after that game that there's a decent chance he would be shown the door eventually. Potentially. Now, no decisions had been made. And then he came back and played, you know, I thought fairly well in the postseason. He had maybe the best game of his Cyclone career. I know he had better numbers his freshman year. But that game against Caleb Wesson on Friday night, he kept Iowa State in the game. And I thought to myself, you know, talk to Cam a little bit. You know, maybe this is a guy who had finally turned this thing around. Give him another offseason, some more maturity, work on yourself, Cam Lard, and maybe this could work long term. I also saw it as a sense of Steve Prohm there's a real human aspect to that deal, and I thought that Steve Prohm really wanted to see this thing through. But clearly, and Iowa State put out a release, Camillard met with reporters. This is a very mutual decision where I think that it's, you know, if I can put myself in the mind of each of these parties, it's probably best for Cam at this point in his career to get a new, you know, a new lease on his basketball life. And for Iowa State, you know, it had become a significant distraction toward the end, and you had to make the decision, is it worth it for the program? You hate to see a talent like Camillard go, but let's look at what this does for the roster as we look towards next year and the jockeying that's going to be happening now. Iowa State currently with one scholarship open, and I would venture to guess that there'll be more opening in the sense that you've got two guys who are right there and Taywin Horton Tucker and Lindell Wigginton, each with the potential to go pro. Now, there's so much that has to happen. My guess is that both of those guys will declare for the NBA draft. Do they both end up going? That seems like a long shot. I find it hard to believe that they're both going to go. I wouldn't be surprised if one does. I think the odds-on favorite in this discussion is that they both come back, but that is just, I just think that, I don't know. There's been a lot of momentum behind Wigginton going no matter what and becoming a pro. But you also have to make a smart decision. And does Lindell want to, you know, bum around the G League for a year? I don't know. And that is a personal decision to him. And we'll have to wait and see. But I think that if both listen to feedback, they will probably both be back at Iowa State next season. That's the case. There's one scholarship available. There could be more open up, more people transferring. You just never know. But Cam Lard is gone, which opens up the one. And I would strongly believe that Iowa State heavily dives into the transfer waters at this point. People forget Prentice Nixon coming in next year. It will be an immediate reinforcement for that team. We'll do some more profiling on him here in the coming weeks. But this leaves some roster flexibility now. But selfishly, I'm disappointed. I wish that Cam Lard was coming back. I love, like, good redemption stories and growth stories and all that. And I thought that Cam had the ability to be a pretty good one. But that is not what's in the cards. So there's what I know on this, guys. You can tune into my radio show from 4 to 6 today on 1460 KXNO with Ross Peterson. And we'll be hammering out both of these stories for much of the afternoon. But I did want to get a little, should we start calling these the emergency podcasts? I don't know. On the Cam Lard situation specifically, and Steve Prohm gets a new deal. So that's my thoughts on those as of now. And we'll keep working on the story. We'll keep working on getting more details and whatnot for you. Jared Stansberry and Connor Ferguson are both on the ground up in Ames. I'm on my way back after Pro Day. And we'll have a lot of coverage for you as Matt Campbell meets the media later on tonight for start of spring football. And I tweeted this earlier, if y'all don't do the Twitter. Just wanted to thank everybody as the off season is officially started today. Just for reading our stories, for being on our forums, for listening to our podcast. We would not be an entity without you all, and we should probably do. We're coming up on the 10-year anniversary of Cyclone Fanatic in its current form, and maybe we'll do some like backstory on how it all works and just how vital all of you are for coming on the site and downloading and doing that every day, because we just, you know, it's a privilege to be able to do this for you guys and to wake up. It's a lot of hours, but we're passionate about what we do. And we thank you all for listening today. So have a great rest of your Tuesday, and we'll be back soon.